Receive the Holy Spirit. Chapter 20. The Spirit seals us for redemption. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea, and the waves roaring. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. These things began to come to pass long ago. For years we have been telling the people that this is so. But now we see all these things. When these things began to come to pass, which was long ago, then redemption was drawing near. But now, when we see all these things, it is at the doors. The day of redemption, therefore, is certainly now at hand. But though this is so, though there is distress of nations, with perplexity, though the nations are angry, and are ready to break forth into the time of trouble that will overwhelm all, yet the day of redemption cannot come till the servants of our God are sealed. For I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." Then as certainly as all these things are now seen, so certainly is the day of redemption at hand. And as certainly as the day of redemption is at hand, so certainly is the time of the sealing of God's people near at hand, because these must be sealed before that great day. But it is the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed for the day of redemption. The Lord is now, and for more than a year has been, especially calling his people to receive the Holy Spirit. And as the work of the Holy Spirit is to seal the receiver for the day of redemption, this demonstrates both that the day of redemption is at hand and that now is the time of the sealing of the servants of God, because the sealing of the servants of God must precede the day of redemption. Thus every sign, both in the church and in the world, testifies with a loud voice that the day of redemption is at hand, and that the time of the sealing of the servants of God is also certainly at hand. But do you want to see this clearly stated on direct authority? Here it is, the time has come when all who work in Christ's lines will have the mark of God, in words, in spirit, in character, in their honor of Emmanuel testimony, September 20, 1898. God calls upon all to receive the Holy Spirit, because by the Holy Spirit you are sealed for the day of redemption, and the time has come for the servants of our God to be sealed, so that they will have the mark of God in words, in spirit, in character, in their honor of Emmanuel. Where stand you? How stand you? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.